Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Have you lost your way with regards to your style? Well, you're not alone. Noreen wrote to me, she said, "I've lost my confidence after retiring. I used to dress up every day. Now I'm trying to find correct clothes for petite in height, U-shaped body for my retired lifestyle." So when we have a major life change, whether it's going in and out of the workforce, going, promotion, different industry, moving to a different place that has maybe a different climate, having a baby, there's lots of things that can impact what we wear, and we can suddenly decide that our wardrobe is no longer working for us. So some of the things you might want to think about are things like, well, what do I need for my current lifestyle? And we need to reassess our lifestyle every few years, or any time it makes a change, because often we'll have clothes from an old lifestyle that just don't work for the new lifestyle that we have. So we want to work out, well, what are we wearing? What aren't we wearing? What works for us now? So that's the starting point, because there's no list of clothes that everybody must own. It's very much based on what you do, how you spend your time, and what you enjoy wearing too. So that's the first thing, is to start figuring out what you actually need. Secondly, look at the clothes that you are wearing. What are the things that you are gravitating to? What are the things that are getting a good workout? And have a look at, what is it about those pieces of clothing that you actually really like? Is there something about the fabric, or that they're easy care and you throw it in the washing machine, or maybe that there's something interesting about their construction? There'll be something there that makes it better than some other version of those garments you might have in your wardrobe. Then look at the versions you're not wearing. Compare them. What are the differences? I want you to spot the difference between the ones you're wearing all the times and the ones you're not wearing, because that's going to give you some really good information for buying anything new. Don't go shopping until you actually have some style guidelines nutted out. So this also includes your body shape. So now you have an O shape, you are petite in height. That's a body variation. So it's thinking about, well, I don't want things that are too long because I am petite. You might be looking at petite ranges. An O shape means you don't want a fit and flare silhouette. What you want is a straight silhouette. So even knowing that, when you walk into a store, you are looking for things that are more straight in their silhouette rather than things that have obvious waistbands or obvious waist definition. So knowing your silhouette, knowing that petite means shorter, sleeves, shorter, skirts, shorter necklaces, shorter tops, all those things can help to draw the eye up the body. So we want to get those guidelines down, and then look at the things we've got in our wardrobe that we love versus the things that we don't end up wearing. Notice the difference between them. Start creating those guidelines before we even start thinking about shopping. Now these days, because every store has all their clothes online, don't just head to the shops and start trying things on. Instead, go to your computer, start scrolling through all the different stores in your location, and look at what they've got. What are the colors they've got? What are the styles they've got? Where have you got some chance of finding something good? So I was like, do an online shop, as in you don't have to buy them. You don't have to, but what it is make a list of the garments you want to try on in different stores. That way, when you do head into the stores, you're not wasting lots and lots of time and energy getting all the things that aren't working for you. Instead, because you've got this list, because you've actually gone online and you've actually kind of done the research, it means that you've got a better chance of only going to the stores that actually have something for you today. And look at through stores that you've never even thought about before. So when you go online, most malls will have a kind of list of all their stores. Start just going through all the women's fashion and looking at what everybody's got, because maybe there's a store you've been ignoring because you thought it wasn't for you that might have something there for you. So get the guidelines, figure out what it is that you love, and then do some research before you head into the stores. Now, I don't know where you live. There's so many stores around the world. And two, you're not limited just to the stores in your location. Once you start to understand what really works for you, you can then start online shopping and, read the measurements, read the reviews, notice how people talk about, the fit and all those things, because that'll give you clues too when you are doing online shopping about getting the one that has the best chance of working for you. But yeah, retirement is a time that so many women lose their confidence and they lose the kind of, it's a whole new person and who am I now? So part of, there's a big reassessment during this period as well. So it is, who am I now? Where am I going? What am I going to do? And I have a more casual lifestyle. I don't need the really fancy clothes, but maybe I don't want to be super casual all the time. You can still be who you are in the clothes for whatever lifestyle that may be. My next question comes from Alison, who says, my biggest concern is that I have no waist or hips, but have a big tummy area. What are your tips for dressing? So when you have a tummy, so things to think about is, what we don't want to do is put anything horizontal across our tummy area. So it means ending your tops either above or below. It means a column of color is honestly your best friend. So a column of color is when we have a similar color head to toe, because we are not breaking up the body with a change of colors. So that is always elongating. Also great for our petites as well. So column of color is really good. Just also thinking about, and I've got lots of tips on how to reduce the size of your tummy on the blog, but things like having a jacket that is open that goes past your tummy, Chris creates two vertical lines that slim and elongate. Wear a lighter jacket and a darker top. That way, that bit will recede and the lighter jacket comes forward. So there's lots of different things. So we can use color, thinking about dark recedes, light advances. So wearing dark underneath and with light on top, thinking about, you know, the column of color, not putting horizontal lines there. So whenever I see something that's got pockets around the tummy or a defined waistband or all those sorts of things, I go, not for me. Not for me and my tummy. Instead, I look for a curved hemline on my t-shirts and shirts. And I look for things that are going to mean it is not so obvious. But I've got lots and lots of tips on the blog, which I will link to. But just those little tips can help you when you are shopping. My last question comes from Molly, who said, recently I had my third child at the age of 40. For my past pregnancies, leggings and tunic shirts were in. Now tops are more cropped, which doesn't hide my postpartum tummy or look on my good on my body type. My body is more hourglass, which I also feel like is hard to dress postpartum because looser styles make me look enormous. I have short legs and I'm currently breastfeeding, which makes my bust very large for my petite height. How can I look modern and yet not like I'm still pregnant? So this is where we want to think about, if you're breastfeeding, we need ease of access to do that. So things that button up are great. Now, as someone who is hourglass in shape, which means you have a bit of a waist, you still want to bring clothes in at the waist. One of the things I notice that's currently out back in fashion is shirt dresses. So these work well for hourglass shapes. They have buttons up the front, which means easy access for breastfeeding, and you can then hem them to a length that works for your petite height. So always with these things, yeah, leggings and tunics used to be around, not so much now. We're now into wider pants and shorter tops because we need that proportional shorter top with the wider pant. But you could try some where the top is not quite as short. It doesn't have to be tunic length. But maybe there's some elastic at the bottom of the top that comes in, but the top blouses, so that covers your tummy. So think about things like that as well, where it can still come in and but blouse rather than being coming in and being really tight. So there are lots of different options. It's a matter of going out and looking at your hourglass body recommendations and then adapting them for the postpartum body. So you might not want, you know, big heavy belts and things that you might have when you aren't, you know, having a postpartum tummy, but you don't want baggy saggy sacks either. So I would go think about shirt dresses, think about tops that have a curved hemline too. They are always more flattering. Or think about tops that have some elastic at the bottom, like, so, you know, an elastic bottom or something, which you can kind of tuck up and then they blouse over the top, but they'll come in at your waist, which means you are not losing your waist and therefore making you look bigger than you are. So they're just a few little tips. There's always a variety of ways to dress. And of course, it's what you're comfortable in, but definitely try some of these different things. So thank you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.